Welcome to Practical Life Tips Season 2 with me, Willie. Let's talk about power naps. I had a really great call-in over the weekend that was asking about sleeping and napping and all that good stuff. So let's talk about why power naps are so great and what power naps are. A power nap is any nap that lasts generally from like 5 to 30 minutes and ideally is in the middle part of the day. If you do it too late in the day after 4 p.m., there's a really good chance that you're gonna throw off your sleep cycle. And if you do it too early, it probably isn't gonna help as much because you're still working off of your normal night's sleep. So just to be very clear, the tip of the day is to take power naps when needed, somewhere between, try between 1 and 4 in the afternoon. If I take a nap, it's usually around 3 because I wake up really early, I get everything done, and then that lull, afternoon lull starts to hit and I need a quick, 15 or 20 minute pick me up. What's the best way to take a power nap? For me, I always like to drink a cup of coffee or something with caffeine beforehand. If I'm gonna work out, I'll take my pre-workout, which has caffeine in it. Then I'll try to get a solid 20 minutes of sleep, usually somewhere between 18 and 24 minutes. Definitely no longer than that though. I know at least for me, if I go any longer than like 25 minutes, I start having what they call sleep inertia, which is that groggy feeling after you fall asleep because you start getting into a deeper sleep and then coming out of it becomes hard and you lose those benefits of the power nap. That also seems to be the right amount of time for my body. It's for the caffeine to kick in. So when I wake up, not only do I have the benefits of that short period of rest, but I also have the benefits of the caffeine in my system and just ready to go and crush whatever is next. And for me, power naps don't happen every day. It's kind of a rare thing that when I need it or when I actually have time, I'll either go towards meditation or I'll go towards a power nap, depending on how I'm feeling, how the day's been going, and what my plans are later in the day. I think one of the trickier things with power naps is actually falling asleep, even if you're not 100% tired. And so one way to help with this is to kind of come up with a pre-nap routine. For me, if I'm laying down, everything's quiet, I might need a few minutes to read to kind of clear my head and get everything out of there that would be keeping me awake. I've used that routine to condition my body that it's time to go to sleep, whether that's a nap or just sleep at night. I kind of do a similar routine, and it's kind of Pavlovian in that my body just knows, okay, we're laying down, we're reading, we're kind of clearing our head of everything. It's time to take advantage of this time for a little bit of a rest. May come up with a completely different routine, but that helps me a lot. Also, avoid counting sheep. That old adage actually doesn't work because you're forcing your brain to do math and count, which doesn't equate to sleep. There have also been some great studies done and published in peer-reviewed journals or done by organizations like NASA around the benefits of sleep, especially when it comes to pilots and motor skills and memory and all that kind of good stuff. So there is legit evidence supporting that naps are a good thing and not a bad thing. I don't advocate you trying to convince your boss that you should be taking naps in the afternoon, but if you can get out of the office for 20 or 30 minutes for lunch and you are in a city that has little nap pods or something around, maybe take advantage of it, see how you feel, see how it boosts your productivity in the afternoon. If you guys have any great nap tips or sleep tips or anything else that you think is super helpful, hit that call-in button and let us know. We'll share it with the audience. I share all the call-ins that come in, so it's a really good way to kind of be part of this community and share out your own knowledge with everybody. If you're liking this podcast, hit that applause button, subscribe to it, favorite it, all that good stuff. And I will be back tomorrow morning with another practical life tip.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.